B-Pod Studios.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic Family.
Oh, yeah! It's the family!
I'll never take arms against the family.
The 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Quirbly's Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie party cheese. Every bit is good. All right, so I'm watching the pregame last night. Like, I'm anticipating the game because I want to see. I'm intrigued about the whole Durant factor because, you know, what people are conditioned here. Toronto fans are conditioned. Oh my God! Here comes the night on the Lipizzanzer Stallion to beat your ass three straight. In fact, they're talking about it in Vegas. They're even thinking it's a good bet to bet Kevin Durant to be the MVP. Here he comes on the horse. And in Jurassic Park, Rachel Nichols is doing a live show. And who does she bring out? Oh, she trots out Vinsanity, Tracy McGrady, and Chris Bosh. And the fans are just going crazy. Toronto Raptor pride. So now, you come into the arena, there's a proctor there. All right, you fans, we need you to walk in orderly single file like it's a fire drill. And when you sit down, don't forget your Miss Manners manuals. You see the point I'm trying to make? Do you see it?
I do, but I think that you're going too far.
No, I'm not going too far.
You are.
I'm giving you the mindset. I'm trying to, this is the fire that lights the mindset.
Here's the other thing, too. In that first quarter, Durant was busting him, too.
Of course Achilles, he was.
He was killing him.
Of course he
straight
was.
Straight off a month.
And so when he gets hurt, it's like, him. Yes! We have a chance to win this game and win the NBA title now. Oh, wait a minute. That's a shame. It's an Achilles tendon.
I don't think that's what they thought. I think they thought, oh, no, we upset Kyle. Because they don't care about Durant.
Yes. No, they don't care.
Oh, we upset Kyle and Danny. Uh-huh. They're we don't know how to act. They're correcting
us. They're like, oh, look, they're telling us to be quiet. So okay, now we have to be remedial. Quiet.
You ever get lectured by a teacher? They realize your behavior was wrong?
Yeah, elementary.
Okay. And you learned.
Yeah, elementary.
You learned from it.
Yeah. After that.
You were powerless to stop the bad behavior before you had to be lectured.
No, I couldn't. I was out of control.
All right. That's my point. They're lathering these fans up with all kinds of artificial means. And some not artificial, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right.
I got you.
Look at Jurassic Park. There's thousands of people here. Let's bring in the raptors of old.
You know, the other
Rachel
thing.
Rachel Nichols.
You know, something I noticed about that Jurassic Park that's different than Philly?
What?
It's like 95% dudes.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
No. In Philly, it'd be 30% women. It'd be about 7 out of 10. And up there, it's 95% women. Where are the girls?
It's Stephen A. He's on the court. He's pumping up the crowd. Oh, here we are in Toronto, Canada. The whole country's at stake. Doris Burke, come on in here.
They had everybody. They got Wilbur down there.
They got them all down there.
They got Kendrick Perkins down there.
The magnitude of the game. And then we want to absolve ourselves of responsibility. Well, we didn't create the environment. We're just bystanders. We create the freaking environment for those people.
Right, and that's why I'm going to be, that's my goal. You have a goal for Philly fans. I have a goal. Everything goes except for one thing. That's all. Do whatever you want except. Think about that. That's not hard.
You're not wrong. Dude, I'm not arguing with you that you're wrong.
I get you.
All right. Let's go to Darren in Warminster. Darren, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Darren.
How's it going, Mike?
Hello, Darren. How you doing?
Tyrone, I couldn't agree with you more when you say that the Raptors fans stopped because of Kyle Lowry and Danny Green. But in every other sense, that I can't agree with you at all. Mike, you know, you're totally right. First off, I want to say KD is known as a weasel. He is.
He's not a very friendly guy. He's always angry about something.
He got beat by the Warriors, tucked his tail between his legs, and went and joined them.
He's always moaning about how he's taken for granted and how he doesn't get the respect he deserves. What are you talking about? You're like the second best player in the game.
That's the reason why he doesn't get the respect, is because he's a weasel.
Well, he is. He's a little McNabbish when it comes to that.
Okay, so, you know, in the Super Bowl, you guys remember the Super Bowl that we won?
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm Jenkins laid out Brandon Cooks, and everyone went nuts with no regard for Cooks' health at all. He ended up being concussed, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
And everybody was happy, at least where I was at.
Because
everybody was happy he was out of the game.
Because that's the primal reaction. You can't expect people not to be primal. This is not like an audience of college educators. We're talking about fans.
And that increased our chances of winning the Super Bowl the same way this is increasing the Raptors' chance.
And that was their initial reaction. Their initial reaction was, oh, he's hurt, now we're going to win this game.
Exactly. So when people watch UFC or, you know, boxing, everyone's rooting for the haymaker knockout and everyone cheers for it. But when we see somebody, you know, on the ground, like Tyrone said, on the ground for an extended period of time, that's when people start to worry, because that's a
exactly. Now, listen, at a boxing match, it's a they're at a completely different mindset, wanting blood. But you can almost relate the circumstance of last night to the Raptor fans wanting blood. This was their chance to win a title for the country.
And when somebody gets hurt in basketball, you know, it's a bone broken or a torn tendon. But when it's a head injury, it's more serious.
It is. And we all, listen, eventually, unless you're a cretin, eventually the human instincts come out and you feel bad for a guy who gets concussed, or a guy who has a career-ending injury, or a guy like Durant who tore his Achilles and may never come back. When you have time to think about it, you go, oh, man, it sucks. Because, you know, it sucks for him, not only that, but it sucks for the game, too. And it sucks for all these teams that wanted to sign him as a free agent. And it sucks for the Sixers, because maybe they had a chance. But that's later. That's the rational part of you comes in from left field.
But should safety have to be the rack? Shouldn't we keep safety front of mind?
Yes, we should.
That's all. Safety. I'm not talking about don't troll and ever do all those things.
Very imperfect world, Tyrone. And it's always going to be imperfect. And it's going to get more and more imperfect.
See, that's where
Not if it's up to Ty and I.
Right. No. I feel like if we fight, what you're doing is, Mike, something
conceding.
You don't know. You're right. You're conceding. You're giving in.
I'm not conceding.
To our basis.
Listen, there are fights you can win and fights you can't win. We have taken sports up to the highest level possible. And that's only going to get worse. The stakes, we help create the stakes. It's why we have a job here. It's why there's a million social outlets now. It's why ESPN is on 3 hours prior to a game. We have cranked up the stakes. Therefore, we have cranked up the expectations to win for the people who buy the ticket.
And I love that. And I'm all about the win and the game. The only thing I'm saying leave out, the only thing, I don't care if you talk about a guy's mother. Just don't root for injuries. I don't think one rule is impossible.
Listen, nobody rooted for an injury.
No, they
reacted to an injury. It's different.
It was excessive.
And they knew going in that he was hurt. So when
it
he
was
goes
an excessive
down,
reaction.
They were rooting. They were like, yeah, we knew that was going to happen because they were rooting for
like
the injury.
I would like to put you, and like, I wish I had these powers, to put you in the situation of a Toronto Raptor fan and what that fan felt like when the knight on the horse got taken off his horse, thereby giving your team a better chance to win. I wish I could transpose you into that very exact environment.
And what I would have been doing is turning around like Lowry, and then people would have got mad at me. But see, I'm in the stands. What you going to do?
Yeah.
Because I'd have been like Lowry.
You say that.
Because I've done it. I've done it in the past. I did it at the Sixers game. And guys, play guy got in my face after I told him he was class. I said, that's class is rooting for Noah's injury.
Was this in an NBA final when you had a chance to clinch?
It doesn't matter.
I get
anybody's face about being a jerk.
The highest stakes you can have.
Because if I don't set a good example, I'm a hypocrite. I have to be the change I want in the world.
Because you're in a different, listen, you're a sports talk host. You have the responsibility of a sports talk host. These people are just regular people. They're not sports talk hosts and arbitrators of the truth.
That's fair.
Patrick in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Patrick.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Pat?
I don't think it was a big deal or a black eye on Toronto for cheering. It was clearly a heat of the moment, impulsive reaction. They're on the verge of winning their first championship in the history of the franchise. I mean, I'm pretty sure... it would have happened. The same thing would have happened in the Wells Fargo Center.
Well, I think it would have too. But of course it's a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's you can't look at it like it was no big deal. It was a big deal.
Yeah, but I don't judge them because they cheered. I mean, it was such a heat of the moment thing. It is a bad thing. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, the optics of it looked terrible. I felt like when they cheered, yeah, I felt like, oh,
bad.
Man.
I mean, it definitely looked bad, but they were cheering. They thought, this is the night we're going to win our first championship. That's what they cheered for. They weren't cheering because he was hurt. I don't.
Exactly. It's like, you know, they brought in.
Well, I was going to have the Super Bowl party. The same, like the other guy said. But all my friends jumped up when Jenkins laid out Cooks. And then we seen him laying down. And then they'd be like, oh, he got Eric Lindros. We felt bad. But mm-hmm. the initial play, we were excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it. Off topic a little bit, there's something I was thinking about. I wanted to ask you, who do you think has more pressure on them going into the next seasons between
Simmons.
Carson Wentz?
Simmons.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Simmons. I know you're going to ask me. Simmons.
Okay.
Yeah, well, listen, Wentz has done it. Right? Wentz played an MVP level. So it's just a matter of he stays healthy. Simmons needs to revamp almost like a big chunk of his game. And we haven't seen it. We've seen everything that Wentz can do. We haven't seen everything Simmons can do.
But what if Wentz, what if the Eagles don't make the playoffs next year?
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously we'll be judging afterwards, but you didn't ask me that. You said, who is there more pressure on? There's more pressure on Simmons.
That's fair, yeah.
You know, I mean, there definitely is more pressure on Simmons. He's the one that has further to go than Wentz does. Wentz, his thing is he has to stay healthy. Like, we've seen the skill level. We don't look at him like, okay, he's got to do this. He can't throw the short pass at all. No, he can do all those things. Simmons can't do certain things. So that's why there's more pressure on him.
Yeah. And they surrounded Wentz with a lot of help. And football is more of a mm-hmm. team game than basketball. Basketball is a team game, but not like football is.
Exactly.
We'll know if they don't block for him, for example. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to tell. If Simmons doesn't shoot, it's all on him. They won't blame Embiid. They won't blame anybody else. Mm-hmm. It'll be just him.
All right. Can I make a Game of Thrones reference?
Sure.
I'm currently obsessed with this stupid-ass show. Who was Cersei's guard? That undefeated monster guy. Right?
Nah.
Sir Gregor, or whatever the hell his name is, the Mountain.
Okay.
It was the Hound's brother.
Yeah.
Undefeated. Mm-hmm. He just beat everybody's ass. Right? So here comes Cersei's army with him leading it. Right? All of a sudden, he gets clipped. How's the other side feel?
Well, that's war. This isn't war.
Well, yes, it is.
No.
That's what I'm trying to paint for you. It is not technically, but it is a war of sorts.
And if the goal of the war was for players to get injured, then I'm rooting. Yay, he got injured. But I thought the game was to outscore him. And if the war game was, let's have more sword strikes.
Cersei's army.
I want to beat the best.
Cersei's army without the Mountain would be much easier to defeat. And therefore, if you're on the other side and you're Jon Snow, you go, yeah.
See, that's where I was always different coming up. When I went to the playground,
dude,
I wanted to play against the best guys.
Is that what
I wanted to take out the best guys.
Wait, is that what Jon Snow does?
You're a competitor in the game. You're not the fan watching it.
I always want to
beat
the best.
It's different. Of course you want to beat the best. You're the competitor that's playing against the best. The fan is not playing against the best.
I mean
the fan is rooting for the team the easiest way. Well, what do we always do? Who would we rather play?
Yeah.
Right? We always want to play the weaker team.
Right, but I always say, it doesn't matter, you just beat who's in front of you. Because that's what I believe.
But most fans go, I'd rather play this team than this team. They don't say, I would rather play the tougher team.
No.
Nobody does that.
But they should. It's purer.
You're making me nuts.
I'm more of a purer. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm a Puritan when it comes to the game.
Puritan.
I'm a Puritan. I'm a pilgrim.
You're a Puritan who lives in a filthy ass world.
Yeah, I'm giving out smallpox blankets like the real pilgrims did.
Thomas and Broomall, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Thomas?
I'm on your side with the whole KD thing. I mean, when he went down, all the Raptors fans, like, we have this in the bag, you know. And not only do we only need one more win, but KD's down.
Exactly. Here was their only chance. If KD could somehow rekindle KD, that's the only chance the Warriors have. If I'm a Toronto fan, that's what I'm thinking. Now, all of a sudden, guess what? Well, that threat's gone.
Yeah, it's all about advantages. I mean, when he went down, you know, that's one less guy that, you know, that the Raptors had to worry about.
Now, that being said, they should have won the freaking game, and now they're in a precarious situation, and we'll see what happens. Well, I still think they'll win game six.
But, like, you know, as a fan, I mean, I'm probably going to be hypocritical because, you know, what you guys said about, you know, when you're in the playoffs, you know, you want to play the weaker team. But in the finals, when your team isn't in it, you want to see high quality play high quality. You want to see all the superstars be healthy and play the game. It's, you know, it's playing better team and better team. And, you know, I just think of it, you're totally right with the whole, you know, he was down and now the Raptors have the advantage.
That's what their initial reaction was. Yeah. And that's the initial primal reaction that I'm saying. We can't, as imperfect human beings, we can't avoid it.
No.
And, we are all imperfect.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who you're rooting for. I like the Raptors, you know. They haven't won it yet. I don't like teams, you know, repeating and having the same winner every year, no matter what players they change and everything like that. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm hoping Larry gets his first finals, you know, coming from here, coming from Villanova. So,
All right, man. Yeah. You got it, Thomas. Natalie, Catholic schoolgirl.
Yes.
Peter denied Christ three times.
Sure. Yeah, what does that have to do with Kevin Durant and the Raptors fans?
Peter was about as perfect as you can get and still denied him three times.
I suppose. He was in the face of the Romans. I mean, what, you know, he was going to die. He was up, his back was up against the wall.
He gets, you know.
Why are we being so soft on the Raptors fans? I don't get it.
I'm a little peculiar.
First of all, poor Raptors fans.
I mean,
I am not trying to be
poor Raptors fans.
Not you, Mike. I'm saying the callers. I'm surprised too. They're like, oh, well, it's their first championship. Tell me why I'm supposed to care.
Maybe that's a sign of us growing up and stop feeling like we're the persecuted all the time. Maybe we're tired of feeling like we're always the persecuted. Maybe we've outgrown it.
I just don't get why I'm supposed to feel for them. Not only but they beat us.
No, you're on a
last second shot.
You're going beyond not feeling for them. You're comparing them. You want them to be burned at the stake because Philadelphia fans have been treated poorly in the past. That's your rationale.
Okay, maybe this is like the big Philly chip that's left on my shoulder, but it's something that just irks at my soul.
It's definitely a Philly chip. And what I'm asking you to do
is be like Peter?
Put Compound W on there. And reduce that thing.
Wax on, wax off.
All right, let's go to Brian and Hazleton. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's up, Brian?
This whole KD thing, you know, when I was watching it, my initial reaction was it reminded me of the Scott Stevenson on Lindros.
Mm-hmm.
And but don't think when that happened to Lindros that half of New Jersey didn't stand up and cheer because of who it was.
Yeah.
Now, we all know the magnitude of, you know, but Scott Stevens hit him in the head, and it was well publicized, you know, with his concussions and stuff. And I know Tyrone was saying about, well, you do the human thing and you try and take the right steps and stuff. But that's the human reaction to something. And then afterwards, when you see the severity of it, you kind of come down off and
exactly.
Say,
exactly. And Lindros was the knight on the horse.
Well, sure it was. And he was who he was. And everybody, and the way he played and the way he destroyed people.
Uh-huh.
And what had happened to him, it was like good for him. And then afterwards, it was like, oh, man.
Exactly. That's a great analogy.
Career, and we all know.
Great analogy. He was coming back to rescue the Flyers. He was a threat to Jersey fans.
And if you remember, they were up 3-1 in that series, and he came back. And a lot of people, in hindsight, the players said, well, maybe he shouldn't have come back.
Exactly.
And it was eerily similar to what Durant was doing, except they were down 3-1.
Yes.
But it was just really, when I first saw it, my first initial reaction was, oh my God, Eric Lindros 20 years ago.
And in reality, it's really a courageous thing what KD was doing. To come back, try to rescue his team, help his team win. It was the only, their backs were against the wall. So we, as a human, you have more admiration for that, but not as a Toronto fan, you don't have it.
Well, no, but I disagree with Barkley, your buddy, about how he's blaming the Warriors. Like, yeah, look, when you're a basketball player and you think that you can help your team win, and obviously, like, he was ripping it up, mm-hmm. and you don't know how it would have yeah. played out the rest of the game, but that's up to, I think, the individual. If he thinks he can help his team, even at 50 or 60%, mm-hmm. you got to trust the individual and say, okay, go.
Charles is the king of the result, commenting on the result, right? I don't know what he said. He was on Get Up this morning. I know they were advertising it. What did he say? They should have played him?
Yeah.
Well, listen, of course they should have played him. If he was okay enough to play, and maybe they had a little trepidation, but he was bouncing around, he looked fine. They knew what the risk was. He was going to get hurt. Even if he gets hurt, well, now they're going to blow out the whole season for him. So I get that. And he's looking at his well-being after he knows the result.
He was responding to what Kerr was told, because mm-hmm. the coach has input on this. Mm-hmm. He was told he could not get injured further, and that turned out to not be the truth.
Yeah,
and I, not the and truth. And if they really told him that, someone should be held accountable for that part of it. Don't tell the coach mm-hmm. because I think Kerr, recognizing what you're mm-hmm. saying, would have been a little bit more. He would have thought it through because he's a former player.
Do you see how important winning is? That you sometimes cut corners to win?
Yeah, and that's the problem. And
well,
I think
that's my point. Like today, the stakes to win are even higher and higher. They go to higher and higher.
And they really want to win because they're opening that new arena next year, too. And the highest prices in the world in Bay Area, they paid mm-hmm. $1 trillion for the land, blah, blah, blah. So they're in a bit of a business bind, too, because you mentioned even earlier in the series how this might be the downfall and it might not be so good to invest in that team. So
yes.
They really need to win for that reason.
All right, 610-622-0975. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with your calls. A lot of people with some really good comments today on the Mike Mussinelli Show on radio and TV.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Fanatic.
3:30, time for an updated Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Natalie Eganoff. Natalie?
Over 1,000 votes on this one so far. Do we care about athletes as people? 68% say yes, 32% say no.
Thank you very much. You know, I think about things that are kind of out in left field sometimes. And I was thinking about how some men's shirts are designed wrong.
How so?
I'm gonna give you an example. See, this shirt I have on right now, I got the sleeve rolled up. But the sleeve, you see, it's cut like underneath. This is the full sleeve, right? There's the full sleeve.
Okay.
Now, the under cuff is supposed to be the fancy part of the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
do this with it. You see the cuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little colorful, a little yellow stripe.
Yes.
But see, when you flip the cuff over like that, it's you look like a douche because it sticks out. Like the cuff, like you can't walk around with it. You have to have a tight cuff. When you roll your sleeve up, it's got to be tighter than it coming out like it has wings.
There's no button?
No. Every shirt, when you fold it over once, has the wings sticking out.
Right, and so you do it twice.
Right, so you do it twice. But if you do it twice, you lose this effect. So my idea is, if you're going to have the effect, put it on this part of the shirt.
Yeah.
So when you fold it the second time, that fancy part shows, and it's still folded tight. You see?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, now, isn't that a brilliant thought?
It is. Are all shirts like that?
Otherwise, I lose the cuff.
Right.
I lose the fanciness of the cuff.
Oh.
Some of the cuffs, they design the undercuff now. So you fold it over. But when you fold it over, it like wings out, and it's uncomfortable.
Maybe is the winged out thing a look?
Well, you look like a douche with the winged out look. Maybe it's a look, but it's not a good look.
Okay.
So you should just extend it. should be twice the size, really. That's because leave it in the first one.
You can extend it.
Just extend it, double
it. Or you can just put it differently on the underside of the shirt.
Well, I'm trying to leave room for the bros who wear
who would
long,
like the wing.
Who wants the wing. So that's why I'm just trying to double it.
So people do like the wing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, the wing is uncomfortable for me. If my cuff wings out, it feels unnatural.
I know guys, when they go to talk to a girl, They wing it out. It kind of helps give them what they think is their swag.
What? Like
maybe I got it wrong there, because maybe I just perceived the wing as the bad look and the wing is actually the good look.
Well, I don't know if it's a good look, but I've seen guys approach ladies at different establishments.
What do you mean? With like this?
No, no. With the one with the wings out, and they kind of like do the arm thing, like you talk with your hands.
Right.
They think that the wing look is a good look when you talk with the hands when you're talking to a lady.
I don't think I've ever noticed anyone's cuffs.
Pay attention.
I'm going to.
You'll get some. I'll try this weekend. You'll see.
Anyway, the point is, I got the cuff rolled up, and I'm not exposing, which is supposed to be an important part of the shirt when it was designed.
It's a good idea, all the way around, Mike. That's a good one. That's as solid as they
come. These are the things that keep me up at night.
Maybe you should create your own shirt line,
or call one of your buddies.
That'd be a good idea.
One of your buddies. You got people have an MM line.
Fine Italian fabric.
That's not a bad idea. People would buy those.
What size collars?
The Mike picks those collars.
No, I'm kidding.
What size collars with this? Because of the whole big collar thing.
I said it could be an Italian fabric. What size collar? The Colangelo.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You remember how big his collars were? And his wife, that was one of the original tweets that caused the problem.
Who?
His collars are fine his size.
Brian Colangelo.
Yeah, his wife defended the collars is what started it all.
I wasn't thinking.
Next
that
thing you know, she's off the rails. I wonder if she's still sleeping in the pool house.
She probably.
No. They're lovey-dovey now. They're back. They need each other.
Better not.
Philly's lineup is out tonight. And guess who's not in the lineup? Take a guess. Who would not be out? If they're going to take somebody out of the lineup, who would it be?
I know who it has to be.
No, it's not Nick Williams.
No. The third baseman.
One guy. Yeah, exactly. He takes him out like Willie. Yeah. He's out, and Sean Rodriguez is playing third.
How do you get that? What's the point of that?
I don't know. Hernandez, Harper, Segura, Hoskins, Romuto, Bruce, Kingery, Rodriguez for the Phils tonight. Who's pitching? Oh, it's...
Arrieta should be pitching,
yeah,
right?
Arrieta.
Yeah.
How come I never noticed this tight pants thing that people are talking about?
I don't know.
I investigated when someone brought it up the other day. Mm-hmm. They do seem a little...
Really?
A little snug.
Well, I never noticed it.
Say what?
Oh, it's John Duplantier. Wow. Duplantier. John Duplantier. He's a younger pitcher. 1-0. Wow. They may have called him up against Jake.
Well, Jake... Tied for first place now.
Phillies are favored. -130 with Jake tonight.
Keep the ball in the ballpark. You got a shot, Jake.
Ranger Suarez will not pitch tonight. It's just in. I mean, he used him up too many innings last night. He gave up 7 hits.
I mean.
4 innings. They raked his ass. Chuck and Willingboro, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chuck.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Chuck?
I'm calling.
How you doing?
Right. I went to game 3 when the Sixers played the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see my AI and my Sixers play.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing, I was going to see Kobe and Shaq play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if everything that had been going on with Kobe, that was going on with Durant, knowing how he was hurt, and he played, and he really got hurt like that, there was no way I would have been clapping. There's no way. Because part of the reason, I'm going to see greatness. 3 of the greatest players that played in the game of basketball,
but
I feel like I would have been robbed. Of something.
I admire that, but you don't think Toronto fans are in that building last night to see Durant's greatness. They're there to see a win.
You go brag and say, I saw Durant play in game so and so.
They don't care about Durant. They care about winning an NBA title. They're not caring about greatness at that point.
Stars. You also go there to see stars. And if you play sports, you respect somebody doing something that you could never do.
Listen, man, here's what you knew. Here's what you knew about that series.
I would never been happy.
Yeah, but here's what you knew about that series. You knew the Sixers were never going to beat the Lakers. The Toronto Raptors were one win away.
But that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I went the big, like.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, it was easy. It was easier for you.
Get hurt 3 minutes into the game.
I get it, but it was easier for you to admire Kobe and Shaq at that point. It's not easy. It's not easy for Toronto. Well, you do, yeah, but you're not a Toronto Raptors fan.
You know, I wanted Toronto to win, but after this, I don't want to. After the way you ask, right, well, I don't want Toronto fans even to brag about we won. The way you act,
all right. Well,
you deserve a championship.
You're entitled to that reaction. But I guarantee you, they're not going to see Kevin Durant's greatness. They're going to see their team whip Kevin Durant's team. They don't care about the greatness of Kevin Durant. That's all said and done. Yeah, everybody knows he's going to be one of the all-time greats. Ed in Wilmington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Mike, how are you?
What's going on, Ed?
Mike, I go with a double roll on the cuff.
That's what I do. I double roll it because the wing roll seems unnatural to me.
It does. It flaps around. It just looks like a bell bottom. There's a button there.
Exactly. But they designed the shirt to make the wing a feature of the shirt.
Yes.
There's something wrong with that mentality.
Right. But I still double row it.
Okay.
Hey, listen, that was pretty harmless last night as far as Toronto goes. I mean, they caught themselves a mere blemish on their fans for a second there. If you look at other sports, I mean, that was nothing.
Yeah, but here's to Natalie's point. It would not have been harmless had it been in Philadelphia. So it deserved all the negative attention that it got and gets.
She's right. She's got a can of whip ass on her shoulder. Well,
she does. So it should be the same reaction. I agree it should be the same reaction. I think it has. I think the Toronto fans got destroyed for doing that last night.
Yeah, I think they're pretty good fans, actually. But the thing is, if the sport has a lot of contact, I tend to go to it. So, you know, baseball is like way down there for me, where hockey, you know, you put guys on ice with sticks. You know something's going to happen. They're in an enclosed area, and I look for it. I expect it, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And leaving all the real combat sports out of it, football, same way, you know. ESPN used to have you got jacked up. They had to take that off of there because it wasn't socially correct. And as far as, and you've made all your points excellent. You're in great lawyer form today. And it is primal. But I think that we go for that. We're not that far removed.
Here's where it's different in a baseball game. If somebody gets, a star player gets beamed in the head, there is not one person that is cheering. It's always a murmur when somebody gets beamed in the head. So, yeah, we act more human at a baseball game because we've got more time to think. We've got more time to process it. NBA, things happen like that. Bing, 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 bing. Time to process.
Yeah, another guy talking about, I think they're really good. Shut up. They're not good fans up there. They're not.
Why? Because they're in Canada?
Yeah, they're not good fans. They're not good fans.
And don't you think perhaps maybe they're even more predisposed to cheer injury because they're so conditioned to just condone fighting?
Yeah, with the hockey.
Yeah.
They're
like, look, more blood. Yes, all over the ice.
They're not the Raptors fans. Raptors fans are pretty benign fans because it's a new sport to them.
Yeah, that's why they don't know that it's not okay to cheer injuries in basketball.
Think they're really good for
I look at them as like youngsters growing up.
Okay.
See, that's the problem.
But no, I can live with that.
I let them feel the wrath.
They're the gold standard of fan, Wilmington just did.
No, they're not the gold standard of fan. But I the reaction they had last night was perfectly primal, and it would happen in a lot of cities.
They like blood.
That's not the right. Like blood. Basketball fans, I think fans of follow Raptors aren't hockey fans. I think it's a whole new breed of fans that they have spawned here with this Raptors thing.
It's possible.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do they know anything different than hockey? Though.
They grew up playing it.
They didn't have anything else. They had to play hockey.
They grew up playing it for sure, hockey.
Maybe. I don't know. Everybody plays hockey in Canada.
You sure?
I thought they all did.
They play more in the rural areas. Like Toronto is a metropolitan city.
Yes, good city.
All right, 610-632-0975. We'll take a break. We'll back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
49, Mike Mizanella Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. So they had the three best players in Toronto Raptors history on that set last night with Rachel Nichols, right?
Yeah.
You go, Insanity, go. McGrady, and Bosch have to be the three best, right?
Well, McGrady's best years weren't there, so it's probably Lowry is probably third, but he's in the top five. Because he was better in Orlando and Houston.
Who else would be on that top five? Starting team. Can he get a starting Raptors team?
Yeah, he can get a starting team. It'll be...
Carter, Bosch.
Yeah, that's at the two and the four. You go...
DeMar DeRozan?
Yeah, DeRozan has to be
on. You got all the same size players here.
You don't have much choice. DeRozan, though, is a better Raptor than McGrady as well. So actually, that pushes McGrady further down. And
Carter, Bosch, DeRozan, Lowry, and Valanciunas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? That's,
I'm trying to think. What is Mo Pete, Keon Clark, Alvin Williams? I'm trying to think some of those.
Yeah, they're not as big as...
It's those guys.
Feeble, man.
Yeah, not great. They were good and they were bad for a while. That's why Vince Carter forced his way out. They surrounded him with nothing.
Those fans needed that game last night. That's why they cheered when Durant got hurt. They're desperate to be accepted in the basketball world.
Well, think how lathered up they'll be for Game 7, because we're getting to a Game 7 now.
Oh, you think they're getting to a Game 7?
No, I do.
See, I think the fallout, once you get past the emotion, then they played on emotion last night to win that game when KD went out. That's all gone.
Yes.
Now they're faced the reality of it. Is they have to do what they can with the players that they have, and I don't think they're capable of winning Game 6.
I think every day that Cousins is upright, he gets a little more healthy, and I think he's the reason they win 6, and then the Raptors win it at home.
They put that stiff bogey, that thief Bogut in the game before they put Cousins in the game last night.
Yeah.
How about that guy stealing a check?
They signed him back from the overseas league.
What a useless piece of crap he is.
Nostalgia signing.
Mac in Harrisburg, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mac.
Yeah, I grew up in Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time the Eagles used to have their training camp in Hershey.
Uh-huh.
And we always treated the players like they were human beings.
Uh-huh.
I never seen the players turn down autographs. It was when Pete Breslaff was playing, and that was a good atmosphere. And I think over the years, it was media hype that made people act like these guys are coming to town to rob your local bank.
Well, it's more than media hype. It's the salaries that take them out of the realm of the regular guys. See, you were following the Eagles when guys were making like the same money as you were.
Yeah, and they
work
part-time jobs.
Well, but that was a different era. And now, when you start paying the king's ransom to people, they separate from the masses that watch them.
Yeah, you're right there, man.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say. Thanks
all right, buddy. You got it. The Eagles are at Hershey. Pete Retzlaff.
When was that?
I don't even know when they were in Hershey. But my man did.
He sure did.
Let's go to Michael in Cape May. Michael, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, guys. Beautiful show today. Beautiful day outside. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Hey, I was enjoying the topic. It was kind of funny. You guys got me thinking a little bit about how I enjoy watching different sports. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about a Sunday 1 o'clock game at Citizens Bank and listening to the sounds, watching the people, hear the ball hit the leather. It's in my head. It's like a cerebral thing I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm an Eagles fan. I love the juice of a Sunday. And I get all fired up. And it just made me think, I think one day I'm in a gladiator's mindset. And, like, what happened in Toronto last night, it happens a little bit. But, like you said, in baseball or something like that, you'd be standing up immediately concerned for players. Just kind of where your natural mind and emotion go to.
Yeah, baseball's different. You're lathered up, and all the efforts that prompt you to go to that game are making you more lathered up. Like, this is the moment. And you're in there, and that place rocks. That place is loud. The floor vibrates, the whole thing. So it's a primal situation.
I know you guys mentioned it in the last the call from the guy from Wilmington, but I just kind of stepped back on it for a minute, and I appreciated Natalie sticking up, going, "Man, I still get painted with that brush, you know, because it's such a human emotion." Yeah, but Philadelphia's just been painted forever.
No, but Nat's given into it. See, the way you fight it is you ignore it. Yeah, but you know that if you're bigger than that, then you defeat it. Right? If you let it bother you, they're defeating you.
Yeah.
It's like a wave of the hand dismissal. This is what I do anymore. Enough of that.
Okay.
You know?
I'm out of here. Hey, guys.
And you rise above it that way. You don't know anything because you don't live here, so go away.
I get it, but it's still like a lifetime of scrutiny. Yeah. That we still have to wear for God knows what reason when everybody else in the country does the same thing or has done the same thing. And we, as a fan base, have evolved to the point where now superstars want to come here.
But we haven't evolved as you if you're feeling the same way. See, true evolution, it makes you bigger than that lesser people trying to destroy you.
Wait. Hold on, that was deep.
yes, these haters who want to dismiss Philadelphia with an old mindset are getting to you because you're giving them the power to get to you.
I know, but it's like, when does it end?
It doesn't have to end.
Never ends.
It ends in your brain. That's how you click it off and you go, you dismiss the people who want to break you down.
I'm going to count this football season. How many of the old things come back up? I'm going to count.
You're making yourself miserable by doing that. Just ignore it. What are you going to count? It means they're truly getting to you if you're going to do that.
It's their lack of creativity or conceding to the fact that we are now a better city and a better fan base, which we deserve the respect.
There's somebody out there you don't want to hang with. You don't hang with them, right?
I can't. I'm forced to hang with them on Sunday when they're commentating on the games.
No, you don't. You don't have to hang with them. You just ignore them. They don't know this city better than you. So why give them the power to know it?
It's just annoying. I've been here my entire life. It's all I've ever heard. It just irks me.
It's going to take many years of wisdom, Nat. It's going to take you to stoop on a mountaintop. Feel the vibe.
We'll see if that even works.
4 o'clock hours, Mike Misnelli Show on NBC Sports Philly and 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.